Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Wednesday the 30th of January. Sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus, and planets are saying...
Sure.
And they are.
So it is.
And?
Try to think along the lines of that which allows you to fill up the coffers while still engaging you creatively or intellectually. And when you come up with a brilliant idea or five, and we're saying when, not if, promptly turn your brain cells to considering with whom you'd like to work or collaborate after carefully analyzing their pros and cons to bring these beauties into being. In addition, examine the angles, then be very clear when communicating your needs, wishes, druthers, and so forth. If you adopt this as your policy for managing assorted career or social interactions, you can't go far wrong, but you can certainly go far right. And generally speaking, issues will fall into two categories, which is to say something they said or did, or something you said or did. Finally, tempting though it may be to pronounce, he adores me. Candidate X is toast. We'll have the deal closed tomorrow. They loathe and detest my work. Ixnay. No one particularly loves retracting, and in this astrological climate, fishing authoritative, ironclad, absolute, definite, for sure bulletins out of the public domain will be about as entertaining and rewarding as picking individual grains of couscous from between planks of a wooden floor.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted planets?
Aquarius, Pisces, Cancer, Sagittarius.
And if one's birthday, 30th of January.
Determined to let things unfold, emerge, or evolve this year. That way, if someone announces you are being transferred from Iowa City to Botswana, and you've recently made a major investment or decision based on staying put, you'll be less inclined to run around trying to, for example, break your lease, which likely won't be necessary by the time the cards are reshuffled and redealt once again.
Aha! Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.